Now, let's find out what's making news in the US for the Kia Sportage with a $1,000 factory bonus.
Richard, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Jeffrey Rush, Nicole Kidman, they get Emmy nominations. Go the Aussies.
Yes, some Aussies in the lineup, and also the Trump era has turned out to be Emmy gold for the TV political comedy shows. They have scored bigly in the Emmy nominations out today. Saturday Night Live, which has drawn often weekly retorts from the White House for its lacerating sketches, has walked off with 22, count 'em, nominations, a record-breaking season. Alec Baldwin's portrayal of President Trump has landed him a nod, along with Melissa McCarthy, who plays the occasionally seen, rarely seen these days, White House press spokesman Sean Spicer. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert also was struggling a bit early on until it found its groove as a vigorous critic of the current administration, as they did this week amid the controversy over Donald Trump Jr. releasing the emails declaring that, yes, he'd met with a Russian foreign agent, telling the organiser, "I love it," as he was promised political dirt on Hillary Clinton. Colbert replied with this heartfelt moment on his show.
"I'd like to apologise to Eric Trump. We always thought you were the dumb one."
Up close and personal, folks. Samantha Bee, another expat from The Daily Show, School, also is a big-time Emmy nominee this season in other television. Good to see that Jeffrey Rush is up for his portrayal of Albert Einstein in the series Genius. Don't know whether you got into this, but I certainly did. This was a pretty interesting portrayal of the sometimes troubled private life of the great man. Game of Thrones was not eligible this year because of its late season start, so that left room for some other TV dramas, including Feud, Betty and Joan, the story of the Betty Davis-Joan Crawford rivalry, while Westworld, the new sci-fi series, also did very well, along with Stranger Things, the mystery show with a touch of the supernatural. The Emmy's set for mid-September, and you might anticipate perhaps a few more Trump jokes on the night.
Yeah, I reckon we will. Don't fear about that. Now, Richard, to the story of the day. A man trapped inside an
That's
ATM.
That's not how he sees it. Don't you hate it when this happens? Yes, a repairman was changing the lock on an automatic teller machine at a bank in Texas when somehow he got stuck inside the room that houses the ATM. So locksmith locks himself in. This is not good, right? Typically, you might call on one of your mates with your mobile phone and say, "Hey, get me out of here." Unfortunately, this repairman, who wants to remain nameless, did not have his phone with him. In all, not a good day. So he tried to escape old school. He scratched out handwritten notes and passed these through the receipt slot of the ATM. He wrote things like, "Help, I'm stuck in here." Now, I'm not sure what one would think on seeing such a note emerge from the
candid television camera. Punked. That's. Imagine if
however,
that. Yeah.
His first messages went unheeded. "I don't have a phone," he wrote. "Please call my boss." And he wrote down his boss's number. When the boss and the police arrived, sure enough, they could hear a little voice coming from inside the ATM machine, says Officer Don Hodum.
"Never see this again in your life. That somebody stuck in the ATM machine. It was just crazy."
Yeah. Still, that's what happened, and police eventually had to kick down the door to get this guy out. Of course, he will never, ever, will he, be able to live this down.
And someone's got to teach them to not say ATM machine. An automatic teller machine. That's what that's what the M in ATM stands for, machine. It's not an ATM machine, it's
so
an ATM.
So what's your point, Ben? Well, chill out, man.
Well, Richard, it's one of my little bugbears. Little things that trigger me.
It's Friday, unlax, okay? Yeah.
Unlax. I've just been told. Richard, have a good weekend. Jeez, mate. Unlax? I thought it was chillax. Oh. There we go. What are we, two away from four on a Friday afternoon? What triggers you? For me, it's ATM machine. Just something simple, something that people just... Anyway, little triggers that send us off.